Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. When the Philadelphia Orchestra performed the world premiere of Behzad Ranjbaran's Flute Concerto, I talked with the composer and with soloist Jeffrey Kaner, the orchestra's principal flute. Can you talk about how this flute concerto came to be?
We were playing Behzad's piano concerto, and I was so taken with the work, I thought it was absolutely fantastic, that I, off the cuff, said to Behzad, why don't you write a flute concerto?
And I always admired Jeffrey Kaner playing, so I immediately said, sure, I will be writing for you, and it would be my pleasure.
And the subject of the concerto, it's an exploration of an ancient flute.
I grew up in Iran, fascinated by the sound of the Persian bamboo flute called ney. It has a long history of tradition behind it. And I thought this would be an opportunity to combine the ancient tradition of bamboo flute playing in Iran with the modern flute, with the agility and brilliance. So I have this two aspects in the piece. One is very contemplative, flourished, and ornamented, reminding of that Persian ney, and then the terrific brilliance of the modern flute juxtaposed with one another.
What was the significance of the ney in Middle Eastern culture?
It's a very personal expression. Does not have a big sound. So it's mostly played in solitude or for a very small gathering. And often is associated with profound feelings that you don't want to share with anybody else. So when you're all alone in the meadow, you would play that instrument out of loneliness or sadness, often an expression of love. So there's a yearning in the quality of the instrument. And that was one of the draw for me. And a number of places in the piece has lament. And also there's a tremendous sadness that resembles that character. But also we have joy of living and tremendous brilliance that would balance that one as well.
And would the ney have been able to play those joyful, fast passages as well?
The modern flute is the evolution, so to speak, of all the bamboo flutes. So it is inherent in the sound of flute that could produce that quality of sound. And certainly Jeff does it magnificently. He just brings out that bamboo sound in the modern flute.
Is it difficult to merge Persian elements with elements of Western music?
We could always mix things, but I think the key element is the organic fusion of all elements that would sound related to one another. We could just put it side by side, two unrelated traditions, and that's certainly one way of doing it. I'm not interested in that. I'm very much interested in internalizing all these traditions, the Western, the Eastern, and create my own language that has a very organic quality. And also this piece is very symphonic, and materials from the first movement are heard throughout the whole concerto.
And Jeff, what's the experience of playing this concerto like? Is it different technically or in terms of the tone that you strive for because of the different cultural elements that are in the piece?
Well, this concerto is technically very demanding, not necessarily because of that, but because it just is. But one of the things that is demanding is to learn the language of Behzad as a composer. Every composer is his own language. And so interpreting this music, of course, one doesn't play it as though it's Mozart or any other composer. You have to play it as though it's Ranjbaran. So the elements of the Persian flute that are there are part of the language of the piece.
Did you work it all together during the process of composition?
No, I prefer to receive a piece that's already been conceived and executed, basically, so that and then I feel that it's my responsibility to understanding the language, as we spoke, of the composer to make it work.
Is there an arc to the piece? There's not a narrative, really, but there are many different musical moods.
Right. It's mostly an abstract music, so it does not follow a storyline. However, as you mentioned that, it has a number of moods, extreme moods, and it goes through an emotional journey. And that emotional journey is very personal, meaning every listener might have a different interpretation of this journey. And I think that is really the power of absolute music, that you could have the ownership of that experience and you could make up your own narrative, if you will, of that piece. But performance depends on the interpreter. And we have Jeff Kaner and the Philadelphia Orchestra and Yannick. I cannot think of any better combination. So I'm really thrilled.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.